Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was asked, of all the places, where would you like to do your bhajan? And his devotees were surprised initially that he said Kurukshetra. And then they asked him why. And he said, because I am Radhika Dasya. And that was her greatest moment of need. And why was it her greatest moment of need? Because she was in separation. And I'm inspired by what His Holiness Radhanath Swami said. He was in separation. But separation in union. And this is actually the essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy. Actually, I'm thinking I was going to speak one thing, but it's a different topic and we don't have so much time. But what Krishna means is actually there's only one God. There's no difference in one sense between Narayan, Ramchandra, and Krishna. There's one person. But what makes Krishna, Krishna? Krishna means when God is Himself, and when God fully manifests Himself in the intimate love of His devotees. So this is the most full manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When He fully gives Himself in love, in reciprocation to the intense love of His devotees. And that state of love, as His Holiness Radhanath Swami explained, there's two types of Mahabhav, Prema Vivarta and Prema Vaichitya. There's two types of illusion. One type of illusion is you see what's not there, and another type of illusion is you don't see what's there. So Prema Vivarta means that the loving sentiments are so deep that even if Krishna is not there, Radharani sees Krishna. And Prema Vaichitya means the loving sentiments are so deep, even when Krishna is there, Radharani doesn't see Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. There's the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. The essence of the pleasure potency is Krishna Prema. What is that Krishna Prema? The sentiment of the mood that I want the object of my love pleased. And when that intensifies to the highest degree, the sentiment that Krishna should be pleased, that Krishna should be happy, that is called Mahabhav. And the personification of that is Mahabhav Swarup. Radharani is composed of that intense sentiment, which is actually what pleases Krishna. And that's why even a jewel that Srimati Radharani is wearing is none different than her. Because when she puts on that jewel, what is she thinking? Let Krishna be happy. So it's actually composed of that sentiment. Krishna should be pleased. So this is the goal. And the seed of that prem is given by the spiritual master. Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, what is the Bhakti Lata Beej? It's the conception that's put into your heart, the sentiment that's put into your heart, that I should act for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. And the whole process of Krishna consciousness is by practicing sadhana bhakti, especially taramadye nama shreshta, sarva shreshta nama sankirtan, nira aparade poya paya premadan. Of all nine processes of devotional service, the best is chanting the holy name of Krishna. And by chanting the holy name of Krishna, that sentiment, that desire, that feeling in the heart that my life is for Krishna, that I should please Krishna and his devotees, it intensifies more and more and more and more until it comes to the stage of prema, where there's nothing else in that, in your consciousness but that sentiment. Sandrandana Visheshatma. It's very thick and deep. So that is the goal, and everything we do is secondary to that. We look at everything in relationship to how it brings us to that goal. So we come to these places where we hear about that sentiment from the devotees, from the Guru Parampara. And we pray that by hearing about this sentiment, we get the desire for it. And that's actually the perfection of our life. You gotta do Jai Jai Sri Radha. Jai Jai Sri Radha! Nidai Gaura Hari!